Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Gently Dosed Wild Hallucinogens. That was submitted by GM Sarley on Twitter. For today's giveaway, the winner will get tickets for themselves and their friends to a show of mine in a city where they live or one that we work out that's close by. You know, we'll negotiate and we'll also figure out how many friends you can bring. You know, three or four sounds about right, but could be more maybe. Make sure you become a member to get your name in here. The 420 Club can be signed up for at patreon.com/gettingdug. And to this particular winner is Anthony Weiglib, and he is in Indianapolis, Indiana. So we will see him sometime next year, because it's already getting too cold for me to fucking go to Indiana. Oh, that reminds me, Doug plugs. Portland, Oregon, happy hour stand-up show this Friday, September 15th. Plus, I got shows coming up in Austin, Texas, Kansas City, Missouri, Raleigh, North Carolina, and more. So go to DougLovesMovies.com and enjoy the show. Last off, here we are with an old bee and a newbie. It's Ari Shaffir and Tom Takkar. It's like suspenseful every week if you guys are going to clap or not. I mean, I know sometimes we have like a skeleton crew and it hurts their bones.
They just fill the silent void where it's like, oh, yeah, I guess we should do something.
Like you're wearing fingers.
Yeah, when there's a skeleton crew, it doesn't mean there's very few of them. It just means they all are just bones.
Very scary.
And they don't, when they clap, it makes more of a... Sounds like a xylophone.
Sounds like Pirates of the Caribbean
in the moonlight. Yeah. We were talking before the show started. Ari has probably been on the show four or five times at this point.
I don't think so.
We should get you a five-timers club jacket.
I remember when Tom Hanks did that in Saturday Night Live, and it was a big deal.
Yeah, now there's a few people that have reached that that level.
The fiver?
Yeah.
What about on this podcast? On this, YouTube
video. Seven times.
What?
Who?
Wow.
Who?
Seven times?
I've been on seven times? I've not been on seven times. Nowhere.
Oh,
I'm thinking it's three.
He's counting them up.
Video boxes.
Oh.
Well, I'd say no way is a seven. No way is a seven.
Yeah, that seems a bit high.
I think this is my fourth.
Who is it? Oh, shit, I forgot to set my alarm today. Is it time yet? It must be close. Oh, it's 18 minutes after the hour.
Why don't you just have an everyday alarm?
I know, right? But we do the show at different times.
Oh, right.
And if my phone went off every time it was 19 minutes after the hour,
I
would just bother people.
So it never sets on someone getting high for Doug.
Not to mention myself. I don't need it when I'm just in my, you know, like in the middle of the night. You ever wake up, though, in the middle of the night and see that it's almost 420 and go, oh, fuck it, and just smoke weed? At 420, just because you can?
I had a deadbeat roommate who did that.
Oh, my God.
I did nothing like him, so...
Well, I don't want to get up to smoke weed, but I'm just saying if you happen to be up.
Have you ever opposite way? Have you ever looked, been about to smoke weed, seen 417, and be like, I'll wait?
Yeah.
You have? You put off getting high so that you can do it at the right time?
No, I think that it's fun to do it right at the right time, but also I think it doesn't have to be strict. The point should just be that you are smoking
at
that time,
yeah.
20 minutes after the hour. So I set the alarm for 1:20. It's going to go off any moment now.
Should we just be
prepared? We've got a whole table of... Yeah, or just like we were saying, you could just start.
Why are they only sativas? I don't understand.
because, you know, most of the guests prefer a sativa, or they think they do. A lot of guests come on and say, which one is the one that's more up high? And I say sativa, and they go, yeah, give me that.
Well, why don't you just load the sativa into tampons and put it up their fucking pussies?
Oh, shit. I love that idea, yeah. And so pretty do aggressive. All the people in the comments. Okay. the sativa today is called Blue Skittles.
Ooh.
But Skittles is spelled with Z's on both ends for some reason. I guess maybe to get away from some sort of copyright issues and trademark issues. And the indica is called Privilege OG, which I don't know if I like the word privilege.
Yeah,
in
that's
there.
Not good.
That's a negative word
privilege
now, right?
Anymore.
Yeah,
nobody
yeah.
wants it.
Who wants that?
Hey, my dad worked hard and sent me to college. Fuck you!
Oh, my God. Can you imagine working hard to send your child to college?
Just to take
abuse. Like, what a waste that would feel like.
Yeah, just
like,
to
your
do
kid
it.
Would go there and then not call you and get drunk all the time.
Oh, barf, man. And you're like,
and you're just like, I made this happen.
I worked weekends for that.
Oh, my God.
Imagine saving up, like, I saved up and scrimmed, I've saved up $64,000. You're like, oh, that's just like 1 year.
Yeah, that doesn't even do it. That's like the books now, I think.
Yeah. Maybe when you were going to college, it was 1800 a year. But
hurry, you guys. It's almost 421. Oh, shit. Or 121. Oh, happy 420 on the East Coast. That's exciting.
Happy 420 on the East Coast, where Tom and I live.
Yeah.
Oh, you're officially an East Coaster now?
Yeah, it's been like 4 years. I only come back here when I got shit to do. I get high with you.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Did I do it right?
I think so.
I've never done this before.
Your first time?
I've never smoked weed before.
Oh, okay.
Have you had any first-timers?
No, I, you know, a few friends of mine that don't smoke weed have said, I'll come on and do it, you know, for my first time if you really want me to. And I'm like, I don't know if that's a great idea.
Yeah, but that's how you'll find out.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I would watch it for sure. It sounds fun.
Fahim Anwar has never smoked pot.
Yeah, I just wouldn't want him to have, like, an embarrassing freak out, you know?
Well,
that's one way to go.
But you, what's that stuff where you just completely, you know, it only lasts a little while and you did it in front of people?
DMT.
Salvia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was that?
It's pretty fucking cool, man.
Like, but not something you feel like you need to repeat ever?
It's so dirty. It feels so dirty afterwards. You feel like, I don't know, like a crackhead looks on the movies, but, like, no, I'd repeat it.
But you
have this. I got deep on it. I took a hit where it's like took me to the brink of fucking being too much, and then all my friends are like, you fucking pussy, that wasn't enough. So then I take what would have been a way big enough hit after it already got right on the edge, and I was just gone for a while. Yeah, that shit was good. They were gonna make it illegal, and then everyone was like, we'll just stop doing it on our own. So no one really does it anymore. It's not a problem.
Right, yeah?
It just phased out. Mm-hmm. That's never happened to a drug before.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, it came. People were talking about it for a little bit. And it's like, yeah, it just makes you feel gross. It's cool, though. Good party drug. They should have salvia parties.
Yeah, I guess it did go away. That's why I didn't even remember what it was called.
Also, if we can make those parties key parties so everybody gets laid with somebody else's wife.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah,
some real cuck shit.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, it's not a, it doesn't make you horny, does it?
No, not at all. And also, a Tupperware party so you can go home with like some new like stuff to keep stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
some
about,
Mary Kay shit. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, since you did bring it up, Tom, we want to get a little bit into your high history.
Okay.
Of, I own high history.
Like, when was the first time for you?
I recall, a late bloomer, I'd say. And so it was like, I think I was 20 years old. I was in college. And I had a hot friend who pitched the idea. And I was all straight edge. And I was like, well, if hot people are doing it,
right?
I guess I'll do it.
That's a great reason to do it.
And that's then, good peer pressure.
Yeah, that's all it takes is hot people to ask me to do something.
And you've been on it pretty consistently ever since?
I am like a dabbler because I thought I would like edibles and they stress me out too much because I don't like the feeling of like, when's it going to happen? What's happening? I realized recently I like to just smoke sativa pretty much. What? You want
here
me to shove a tampon in my little pussy or whatever?
Yeah.
So I've never done dabs, though. That's the thing I was watching.
Oh, shit.
Dan on. Or I guess he didn't do it, but I was watching Ramon take him down.
Yeah, Ramon on the last episode. Well, what happens is, see, there's the whole setup right down there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know you're not going to be scared of it, but we we spring it on the guests each week now. In the last segment, we go, hey, let's do some dabs.
And then just to see if they do it or not.
You know?
I didn't mean to ruin that. I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't ruin it because, you know, Ari's just going to say yes. So he's not going to be like, I can't do that. I've got a set later.
Damn. Can I just shade it? Damn.
When you said late bloomer, I thought you meant like you just now read Tales of a Fifth Grade Nothing.
Yeah. I'm late to bloom.
Yeah.
we do this thing now on the show called Marijuana Knows Something, and
Is that my theme music?
That's what it sounds like, but I think that's supposed to come in right after I say the thing when I ask them the question. I'm just bringing it up just to tell these guys what it is before we do it.
Who's on the board right now?
it's probably someone who's high. It's a segment where I ask you guys some ridiculous question, and then you have to try and answer it, and then they use just that part of the show and make it into a little clip that they put on... you know those clips they'll pop up on your Twitter or whatever that say now this, and it's little news clips about shitty, awful things going on. sometimes nice things that happen. This is called Now This Weed is what they call these segments when they do this. All right. Probably over-explained it, but...
Yeah, maybe. You lost me in the middle of the explanation.
Good. I want you to be confused during this because then it seems like we're high. Okay. Also, keep hitting the pipes while you're trying to think of the answer to the question.
Okay.
Because like the first few times we did it, everyone just sat there trying to think of answers, and everybody stopped smoking. And then when you cut it down to just that part, it doesn't look like a show where we smoke weed. It looks like a show where we talk about stuff with a table covered in paraphernalia.
Yeah, it's just WTF with weed all over the table now.
Why did they clean that up? Why did they have such a stupid table with so many things on it?
We should have to hit it as you ask. Like, okay, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Wait. But as soon as you finish that ass in the
all right. It. Hey, you guys, marijuana know something? What has 2.5 million gigabytes of storage space?
A computer.
No, wait.
Possibly you're right.
2.5.
And it's not a speed thing, really. You don't have to.
Oh. 2.5 billion gigahertz of space?
Memory space? Memory?
Is it God? Is the answer God?
No, but NASA. That's a great answer.
Say NASA.
What has 2.5 million gigabytes of storage space?
Is this a riddle? Like
space would be too good of a clue if it was NASA.
Yeah, that's true. But I thought maybe it was going to be easy.
Too easy. No, these are real. I wouldn't even call them brain teasers because it's like, just, how can you even know this?
Yeah, this doesn't feel like. Yeah, I can't tell. Is it like an object or an organization?
I don't know, man. I mean, I know because I looked at the answer.
You looked at it. I think you do.
I totally know.
You lying son of a bitch.
I think we did one once, though, where I put the card down and I had to look again. I forgot what the answer was.
I mean, we'll for sure never get this.
Is it just a MacBook Air? A MacBook
you could,
Air.
No, you could luck into
the
it.
The Pentagon?
Like 2.
Eddie
like
Ift
that.
Said unicorn just being silly and it was the answer.
ISIS.
Is ISIS?
Is it ISIS?
No. Is it a unicorn here, too?
How are they uploading those videos?
But that would be funny if I did that.
I mean, can you even
I
give
just
us
told
warmer?
You the answer to see if you figure that out.
Is it the Jash offices?
Oh, good call. I guess no, though.
I have no... I mean, the United States? Are we even
the
thinking
White House?
Warm or cold?
Yeah, are we anywhere close to something that sounds like an answer? Yeah, that's what I asked. He said he didn't know.
I don't know whether to tell you
yes
close
or
not because that's, it's such a random...
So random.
Yes or no questions.
let's see.
Is it a government?
No.
Is it a...
So it's not just, like, China?
No.
Okay.
Is it an... why won't you tell us if it's an organization?
Okay,
it's
not an organization.
okay.
Is it, like, a computer?
Why won't you tell us?
It has to be, like, a computer, right? Like,
yeah,
okay.
A spaceship?
No.
It's got to be a computer of some kind.
Right?
You're really on to something
shit.
There.
That the thing that has memory has to be a computer.
Is it the new iPads?
Who's
no.
Oh, is it Steve Jobs' former computer?
Yes. You got it, Tom.
I think I got it.
What
Tom.
Tom.
Thank you.
That's not it.
Is it?
I mean, I for sure have no idea. Yeah. Do you think there's a way someone could get it?
Do you think we would get
Thank you, guys. Think.
2.5 million.
We did that for almost 4 minutes.
I feel like this has been a long
time. Okay, does it belong to someone?
It most certainly does.
Okay. So is it Trump's computer?
Not a person, a specific person we know.
Okay. Is it Elon Musk? Does it have something to do with Elon Musk?
Each and every person belongs to this.
Wait, what?
This belongs to everyone. Everyone has this.
The internet? Is it the internet?
Yeah, no. Oh, that's a good...
No, because there's some people that don't have the internet.
Everyone has this? Man, a microwave?
Microwave?
I think you have to have it.
Microwaves don't have memory, I don't think.
The chips that the government gives us when we're born now?
I'm just excited about how I'm going to say the answer.
Oh, my God.
I feel like everybody's going to be mad.
I'm
already very
I always say, if I have to say these three words, I always say them this way.
The NSA.
TSA. Wait. Three words?
The human brain.
Oh. Fuck.
Right?
That sucks, man. That's
end of segment.
You told us it was a computer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the brain's a computer.
That sucks, man.
Push off.
Yeah, your brain is like a computer.
That game made
guys.
Me angry, Doug.
Sorry. Well, we got to do one more, but we're going to do it after the break. We'll be right back with Ari Shaffir and Tom Takkar.
Hey, everyone. This is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docu-special on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
Why the fuck would you break up with me on your birthday?
It's not about my birthday, okay? I don't know. It's just, like, I'm turning 30, and it's... I have to start thinking about, like, what is gonna be good for me, like, in the long term.
Okay, what the fuck are you talking about?
Okay.
What the fuck are you talking about? Long term?
Anna...
What are we doing here?
Let's just talk about this inside, okay?
I'm not going inside.
Anna, just come inside with me, okay?
No.
Okay, well, this is ridiculous. I'm going inside.
Ari's Netflix special, Double Negative, is streaming now on Netflix.
Yeah.
And he's got his own podcast called The Skeptic Tank, and he's at arishaffir.com. Love when they put the W's in there.
It's funny that it, like,
that like automatically makes someone old if they say out loud
www.
Because they just have done that for so long, you know.
That's, you know, they're really old when they hit the dot. To be like, oh, no, if you're having trouble understanding this, I'll tell you it means period.
I was also trying to, during the break, to write a text to someone. Let me finish it up real quick. My text is just, what? Because they said something that was surprising to me.
Did they say gigabytes of memory in the human brain?
Let's do Tom's plugs right now too, because I feel like this is going to be an extra high episode. Go ahead and enjoy some more if you guys would like. Tom's podcast is called Stand By Your Band, and comics have to defend music that people shit on.
Right.
See, that's one that
defend stuff they don't want to defend.
No, that's stuff that they love.
Oh, okay.
that other people hate.
Okay.
Like we just
so you
did
do
Toby
it from
Keith
a passion
one.
Position.
Yeah.
And it's on iTunes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you're doing a live show called Tom and Tommy Comedy Mommy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, me and my roommate Tommy Mac have a monthly show at Caroline's now.
Okay, it's called Tom and Tommy Comedy Mommy. I like saying it.
It's fun to say.
Yeah. It's like now whenever somebody says, what's your name? I go, baby, B-A-B, my baby. I don't drink coffee, though, so I can't do that at Starbucks, but people do it at Starbucks, apparently.
I love that.
Ever since that movie came out.
What movie?
Baby Driver.
Oh.
Yeah, he gets a coffee at one point, you know, and they ask him, what's your name? He says, baby, and they look at him weird. He goes, baby, B-A-B-B-A-B-Y, baby. I can hardly do it. It's hard to say fast, but, $10 tickets for this show if you use the promo code MOMMY. Mm-hmm. So once again, that's Tom really and Tommy Comedy Mommy with use the code MOMMY. That's more times than I've said mommy in my life when I wasn't in the presence of my actual mommy.
Even then.
Even then, I don't say it much, but I do say it. I do have a fondness for it.
Mommy.
Saying mommy?
I like that there's a movie coming out that's called Mother!
That's even scarier.
Because that could be so many things. I know it's going to be weird because it's Darren Aronofsky. Requiem for a mommy! Hey, you guys, marijuana know something?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'll marijuana know something.
I think you have a very refreshing attitude considering how the last one went.
I've already bottomed out.
I'm optimistic about this one. This is going to be good.
How long would it take you to drive to outer space if you were going at least 50 miles per hour? So let's say you're driving a bus into space, and if you go under 50 miles per hour, it'll explode.
Yeah. If you're going above 50 miles an hour.
You're at 50 miles per hour or more.
Yeah.
But that's as fast as you have to go.
So not or more.
Yeah, it shouldn't just be or more. Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be like instantly,
so
right?
So it could be anything. Yeah.
It would be like right
space
now.
Space miles an hour.
The answer's now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you have to be going 50 miles per hour.
Even.
Yeah, I might as well say that.
Come on, man. This seems a lot like it's heading in the direction of the other game as well.
Well, this one has to be a number, though.
Yeah.
So there's got to be an answer. All right, I'm going to say...
When would you pivot the atmosphere?
I'm going to say... Oh, yeah. Where are you trying to get? You're just breaking into space.
See, this is when I heard this question earlier. That was my first question.
Because that could be any. Yeah, that seems like it could be anything.
Is... at what point is it technically outer space? And that is...
Leaving
the Earth's atmosphere.
I'm going to say 100 years, which is also the name of my favorite Five for Fighting song.
That's how long you think it takes for something headed towards outer space to get out
50 years.
Of Earth's atmosphere.
I said 100 years.
100 years. No 100 way. Years. Oh,
really?
No
50
way
miles an hour? That's nothing.
But yeah,
how fast
but you'd
do
eventually
rocket ships go, though? Yeah.
I don't know. 1,000?
Right, but...
Okay.
Get up there and, like,
You ever see a launch?
All right, fine.
You ever see that there's a point that's not that long where you can't see
half
it anymore?
An hour. I'm
can I say it's great
how
we're all asking specific questions like we would have any knowledge of it to the moon or just in space or just the atmosphere? What's the difference? We're just buying time for no reason.
To outer space. Like, once it's officially in outer space and not in the Earth's atmosphere...
I say...
How long does that take? 50 miles an hour... Keanu Reeves wants to save everybody on that bus.
One Law and Order marathon.
Ooh. Like a season?
Yeah, no, just the marathon they
Where they just play it all day?
Oh, I see.
Yeah. What is that, like 7 hours? 7 to 12 hours?
Do they play them in order or do they jump around?
I think I hope they play them in order because that's taking...
Yeah, because I'll get like really...
That would be crazy.
I'll get really into
around,
a specific DA, you know, and then when they switch to another one, I'll be bummed out. I'd rather just watch the same person all day.
Yeah.
I like that one lady on that one.
Yeah, she's good.
All right, so. Do you have a guess? Is that your real guess?
I'm going to switch
So,
mine.
Like, so 24 hours or 12 hours or something?
Yeah, like 7 to 12 hours.
All right, maybe 100 years. Maybe 100 years was a little high.
Oh, I mean, we're vastly different. 100 years is 7 to 12 hours.
But you also said 30 minutes?
Then I said 30
minutes. 30 minutes is a popular answer.
Is that right?
Yeah, let's go to the board.
I
no,
looked
it's a
up like there was a fucking board.
I know, right?
God damn it.
Is that what you want to stick with that or
what
no?
What is it? Yeah, what is it?
I'm gonna go with 1 hour.
Well, then, what?
I still feel like it's like a day.
I feel like you're just $1 to me.
Yeah, that's...
All right, so you're saying an hour and you're saying
7 to 12
7
hours.
Or 8, 7 to 12 hours. I mean, if the question says at least 50, you should be able to, you could just ballpark your thing, too. As long as it's close. Like, let's say whoever's within an hour is the right answer. Let's say that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's 2 hours.
Oh, shit. Man,
I was thinking of changing my guess right then. Because if you could change, I was like, let me guess 2 hours, but I didn't go for it.
Man, I knew I would be right.
Yeah. Which makes sense, because like I was saying, you know, you watch a ship take off, it doesn't take that long before you can't see it anymore because it leaves the atmosphere. Or if you're watching a movie about it, you know, don't they they always make a big deal about it, you know, getting to that point?
Yeah.
I just can't believe
the
it.
Atmosphere.
I can't believe it wasn't closer to 100 years. That wasn't a joke guess. I meant that.
It's a crazy. The questions every week are like that. I can't remember any of them, but they sure are frustrating.
What was your guess?
They hand me a card that's got both the question and the answer right there, so it's hard for me to like be like. Or did actually they did. Now I'm reminding myself that I was asked the questions and I didn't know either answer, and my guesses weren't good. I don't think I had a guess at all about the
You just
ship.
Gave up.
I wanted to know about the atmosphere thing like you guys did.
Yeah. I think it's wrong. I think if it's at least 50 miles an hour, you can just say no.
Do they mean to say at least 50 miles an hour?
You think it's only 50 miles away?
Up to 50.
No, but I'm saying like, yeah, go a billion miles an hour.
Yeah, it should say up to 50 miles an hour, right?
It shouldn't say least 50. It should say 50.
Yeah.
At least 50 means
why
it could
are they
also
adding
be
more variables?
Be yeah, a billion a miles an hour.
Come on, guys. Let's step it up with these questions.
But also, is it the answer? The answer is about 2 hours. Like, I love trivia where it's like, it might be this. It's in the area of that.
It depends on if you take a left at that cloud. It might take longer.
But, it's one of those things. People, they could play along. They could smoke some weed and wonder what the hell the answer is.
Yeah. Well.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for participating in those segments. We could smoke some more, too,
yeah,
if you want. And I already let the cat out of the bag about we do dabs in the third segment of the show now. So,
can I say a word about dabs?
If you guys are both up for it.
It's getting a little too much with having torches just around. It's fucking weird.
Right? That they're just everywhere.
That they're like, come
you
on.
Feel like you're at a welder's
a city
convention.
Street. Yeah. And that is dangerous.
It's a little weird. It's a little weird that the but now they're ones that are like self-contained. They heat up without
really?
The torch. Yeah. They're really going crazy with the
it's just a lot.
Technology on this stuff.
It's just light up.
We got
the
one
joint
over there. It's like a little rubber box. It's the same material as this, and all the pieces fit into it. You can put all the pieces inside of it, and then you're just carrying around this cube.
Oh, it glows in the dark,
if you
too.
Have, like, a purse or something. Yeah, that one does, I think, it glows in the dark.
That's cool.
I've got a blue one at home that I think just stays blue.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Remember the first time you got high?
No. This show was like moving too fast for you to slow it down. Your stupid question. What's the question?
Do you remember not wanting to be high anymore? Like getting too
in
high
my
and
life?
Then like wouldn't go away, and then you're just like, get out of me already. It's been fucking 6 hours.
Maybe, you know, from edibles, I might have had a couple of times where I'm just like, this, I'd be fine with this being over. Mm-hmm. But usually I'd just fall asleep during the, you know, after a certain amount of that. I told the story somewhere before, and it's kind of a long story, but one time while we were shooting Super High Me, I had to host a Battle of the Bands competition between 80s one-hit wonders. And
who were they?
It was brutal. Well, that was what's right funny about alley. It, is I had to MC the thing, so I had to know all their names and stuff and you know, be able to rattle them off, because the whole audience, it was in the, you know, this was 9 years ago now, I think. And it was, people just had, you know, it was like flip phones and shit. You know, there was no iPhone yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they still were starting to get into, like, you know, companies using texting as a way to communicate. So everybody would just have to text to a certain number who their favorite of the five acts were. And then at the end of the night, they declared a winner, which, like, to me was super sad that these people are being called one-hit wonders. They have to come out and do their one hit and then the B-side or their second follow-up song that wasn't as big. So they get two songs each.
Yeah.
With me, really with me, band, with me having to, you know how long it takes to change band setup? Yeah. I mean, they use a lot of the same musicians, but it's still, like, they're all different kinds of acts. So, like, I have to, like, fill time in between each one of these acts. Yeah. Talking to these people that, and they, oh, they all worked for the phone company that we're used to doing the texting thing with, the voting thing with. They all worked for that company. It was like their company party.
Yeah.
Oh. And I was crazy high, and I got there, and they started telling me what they needed me to do, and I was like, oh, I'm too high for this. This is going to be a bummer. And it, you know, it was interesting because I don't really remember much about it. You know, I remember.
Did you do it?
I remember being there and what it felt like and how I felt like I might be too high. But it was Thomas Dolby, Tiffany.
Wait, it was actually them?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's
what I was
saying.
Like, oh, wait, what?
I thought it was people like covering.
No, these real.
These are real people?
Fucking Vanilla Ice.
Wait, I'll tell you right now, though, Tiffany has way more than one horse in this.
She's, you know, she probably had more than anybody else. But they did call him, they were calling it that.
Oh
just
my
to be,
God. That's
you know, because arguably
can
that
I guarantee
one,
you that
one
she
hit
went
was
far?
Much
can I guarantee
bigger.
She went far if she did two hits?
I saw her performing outside the movie theater at the Universal City Walk one time. I was just cruising through and she was there doing a show for free in the middle of
wasn't she Bob Hope's
open mall.
Niece?
I
and that how she got
that's how she got launched into I think we're alone now. That was huge. And then she had other songs that were okay. That other girl at the same time, she had more hits.
Debbie Gibson?
Debbie Gibson.
Yeah, way more hits.
Yeah, you can't call her a one-hit wonder. So Thomas Dolby, Tiffany, Vanilla Ice, Sugar Hill Gang, and Tone Loke.
Oh, my God. Do you remember who won?
Oh, it was crazy. I think it was... I think they actually ranked all five. They showed percentages.
Oh my God!
Oh, really?
So somebody came in fifth, I think. And,
that's so brutal.
Yeah.
Why
and,
be
but
so
the
mean
lion's
to these
share
people?
Of the votes went to Vanilla Ice and Sugar Hill Gang. But that's because their songs are more exciting live.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, sure.
To see Sugar Hill Gang do that, you know,
that
fucking song that's, you know, kind of started it all, you know, in terms of
that's way cool.
White people liking that.
What did Tiffany look like? Did she get a nose job?
She looked all right, I guess.
Yeah.
You remember enough to be underwhelmed by it?
It was just so weird. It was just so strange, you know? It was just like, because I was familiar with all of them, and watching them do their songs was cool to get them to see them live just standing there in the wings, but you can't really enjoy it if you're really high and you're wondering what the fuck you're going to say to all these people the next time you go out. Because also the texting on the phone thing makes them all fucking around with their phones the whole time. So you're talking to a room full of people that are all looking at their phones.
Yeah. That sucks, man.
None of it made it into Super High Me because we can't get permission to use any of those people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That would have been so good.
All right, so we got to go to another commercial break, and then when we come back, it's dab time, because the dab king of California is here, and he's got his rig ready to go.
Did Safe Ferris open for that?
Yeah, they had an opening band. No, they said, let's get a comedian. I was fucked. We'll be right back.
Jury selection continues this week in a Manhattan courtroom where former President Donald Trump is on trial for falsifying business records. Prospective jurors were asked 42 questions aimed at determining whether they can be fair and impartial, such as, can you be fair and impartial? Have you ever been a Boogaloo Boy or in Antifa? And what podcasts do you listen to? Trump's required to be present in the courtroom for this trial that could last until June, and he's been talking to reporters before he goes into the courtroom.
I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the Biden White House because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign. They're using this in order to try and win an election.
Donald J. Trump in court this week on Today Explained, every weekday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone who knows me knows that I hate robots. I hate them because one time when a robot could have saved my daughter, it saved my life instead. Today was March 14th, 2017, plus 100. Our car sinking fast under a torrent of waves. I saw the robot's hand reach out, and my heart rose as I imagined my daughter's rescue. When the hand came for me instead, I screamed so loud that bubbles filled the sea for generations. Ever since then, I can't look at a robot without getting angry. But time and people do what we call quarters. Change. And it was in this cafe, on the anniversary of my daughter's drowning, that my beliefs finally shut down and rebooted. Much like a robot, drenched in salt water.
What the hell was that? A bunch of stone people had to just watch that. Right? What the hell that was?
It was
my dramatic. Daughter drowned? Is that what he said?
I think so.
What?
The 1 year anniversary.
How do
of my
I get
death?
Over my daughter's drowning? Back to comedy.
But that was a Josh thing, though.
Yeah. Some sort of satire had to be.
What's this drowning show?
That's like a 101 thing.
On Josh, what's this show about some guy's daughter drowned?
Never heard of that.
Oh, shit. You're in charge of Josh, right? Didn't we give you a hat?
Well,
what
happened just now? Sounds funny, though.
No, I don't. I think it's the one drama show that you have on Josh.
Are they going dramatic? Are they rebranding?
But one terrifying drama?
We don't see the commercial during the break. We just hear it. So that's why I was, like, really confused by it. But maybe...
It was over there. I saw it.
Maybe if I look at it.
It looked like a guy who was too young. It looked like a one-on-one thing.
Oh, but it was over there. Weird. I just wasn't looking at it because there was a makeup brush in my eyes. The next show is going to be Tuesday, September 19th at 4:15. So that'll be West Coast will get to have 420 live with us, and everyone else will have to, you don't have to wait. I say get high whenever you want. Yeah. There's no reason to put it on a clock. But here we are.
But here we are doing exactly that.
It's just a funny thing. Like, I'll be sitting in a cab, and it'll click over 420, and I'll be like, damn it. You know, if I just got to the hotel a few minutes earlier, I would have been able to... You know, it's like if you're a DJ, you know, and you're talking and leading into the song, and you accidentally talk over some of the words.
Yeah.
When you fail to hit the post. So I think I could be good at that, maybe.
Hitting it exactly right?
Yeah.
Or, Heffron's you know. Way into that. Hitting it exactly right.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's like the right best the comedian list. At it. Yeah, exactly. Running into like dropping right when the fucking lyrics come in.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. When you're in a club, maybe you do this. Well, you go out on stage, you just do that, and they turn it off, and you know when the lyrics about to come in.
No, what?
Huh? You know when you get introduced in a club and they play music?
Oh,
you
could
go
yeah.
like that, like right when the words are about to start.
Yeah.
And the whole audience be like, good. That's impressive.
That'd be good.
Not
yeah.
funny necessarily, but impressive.
They're blown away
oh,
by
let
it.
Me listen to this guy.
I'm
really
like sure
guy.
Dice did that. Doesn't it seem like something yeah. Dice would do?
Cut it. Yeah, yeah. That's one of the Bernie Mac, like the
yeah, I was gonna say,
that makes that look so
DJ,
cool.
Hit that shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is the funniest the fucking yeah. thing.
It's like got a big old dick.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
To just have little, I always toyed around with that, like having music breaks in a comedy set. If you're like doing one-liners, it's just so dumb and random to just have music come on in between each
yeah.
joke.
So ridiculous.
And then you know Zach and a bunch of guitar acts do it too. You know where they just play something in between each short joke.
Yeah.
And it's such a cheater move. It's so much more entertaining than just a guy standing there talking.
Yeah.
So much more entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, I always wonder, like, in the San Francisco Comedy Competition, like, there was a guitar act in it every year. Why isn't this fucking guy winning every year, you know, the new guitar act of that particular year, you know?
It's cheating.
Because then people applaud after every song.
It's like, there's a time now.
You can play
all
a
in.
Song that's just serious or dumb or whatever at any point in your set, and they'll still applaud when you stop playing.
Like,
You could have a piano and just press one key after, and it would still get it. It's just any sound like that.
I have, anytime there's a piano on stage, I go over, and I don't know how to play piano, but I go over and do a dumb bit with it just because.
No, that's so funny.
Why the fuck is a piano here?
And like, it's better if you don't.
It's just teasing the audience, like, oh, there's a piano up there. That could be really fun if somebody came up here and told jokes and played the piano. That's why we like going to Shout at the Wolf or whatever it's called.
That would be funny. There were drums on stage, and so I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to try to tell jokes and play the drums at the same time. Didn't go well, but...
You gotta try. You didn't have to tell us it didn't go well. We would have.
It went great, actually. I crushed really hard. There's a video of it.
Awesome. I'm going to check that out.
Fred Armisen had that bit where he'd play the drums. He was a guy, stand-up drummer guy. Remember that?
No. Nope.
No. All right, well.
But I know what you mean.
Take that marijuana know something off the books. We're not going to ask that one on a future show. Okay, right, so it's dab time.
How big a dab is this? Can I do low temperature dabs?
Yeah, it's pretty low temperature.
Okay.
And what's this stuff called?
This is XJ13.
Okay. That sounds like one of your favorite rides at Magic Mountain.
Bullet. Yeah, there you go.
Wow, he's a real taskmaster, this dab king.
That's a lot of...
Did I do it right?
Pull it!
I think so, yeah. Might be some more, man.
Fuck.
Right?
No, you cleared it.
It's a speedy delivery system, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like, I think I said this before. Sorry if it's redundant, but... I think Michael Jackson would be alive today if he'd just done dabs instead of medical quality anesthesia.
I bet that's true.
Right?
Yeah sure.
Because it hits you hard enough that it would put you to sleep. It's what he was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
It would make you sleepy. I mean, maybe he'd get used to that and then need to go harder, but you know, maybe not.
I doubt it. If you take a big indica dab, you're going to sleep.
Dude. That anesthesiology, like, when you go out for that, that's out.
Right?
Yeah. I could see how he'd get into it. Just be like, no, put me in that deep sleep.
No, I've had that before, but I don't want the medical shit.
There's been no one has done me wrong, and I've done no one else wrong kind of sleep. Because he said, you know, he's both, I'm pretty sure. That guy did not have a childhood.
Do you think he would still be child raping right now? Assuming he did it. Do you think he would still be doing it today if he was still alive?
I don't know.
He'd be 50-something.
I mean, it was almost like suicide, right? That he did that? That he died from that?
Just was taking, you know what I mean? So
if he was if he was doing that all the time and really that was really his escape, you know?
Yeah.
Because I just don't think... Whether innocent or guilty, he didn't seem like the kind of guy who could just, like, you know, still have an okay life. Like, O.J. Simpson seems to be like, you know, I'll play the game, you know, now I'm trying to get paroled, and then I'll get out, it'll be great to be out, you know, and he's real polite, and, you know, like, he's a model prisoner.
He's a regular, he's like a regular person, you know? Who did and something crazy.
He's just like, you know, who knows what the fuck he's going to do when he gets out. You know,
crazy.
Yeah,
there's no way he's
like, either going to golf.
That's his next move.
He's going to golf or murder somebody.
Yeah.
And,
going on
you know, and it's just like, but he seems fine with all of it.
Make a good four.
I bet he is going to start popping up in movies in like 10
podcasts.
Years.
He's going to start podcast appearances.
Yeah.
People are
going
to have him on for sure.
I mean, he did his debt. Right?
Yeah.
If you believe in that, then it's like he did it.
Uh-huh.
No way do you have that much breath.
What? Good night, everybody! So the
reason
we have...
Would you have him here getting high? O.J. Simpson?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'll
tell you, I would definitely not have had him if the Kardashians thing had never taken off. Like, if you never heard the name Kardashian unless it was just about the OJ trial.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If all those girls didn't become so famous and the mom and the whole Bruce Jenner and all that. If all of that didn't happen...
What if you just...
Then I wouldn't want him on. But since something also awful has come out of... What he did, and no one seems to be that mad at them, you know. So why not?
Yeah.
Well, you know, why not have him in?
Fair.
You know, we'd beef up security. We'd have more than our normal 10 guys.
You'd have like blockers.
Do you think he'd be offended if I
had to go out?
He'd just grab some luggage and jump over all of them.
He went to jail for a long time.
Because he doesn't get enough credit for running with luggage in those commercials, those car rental commercials. He ran it's with hard. His luggage. Like, that's hard.
That's way harder.
Like, sometimes you have to jump over a turnstile.
I heard that luggage
was
full.
And he got a full search in TSA.
Yeah, it's full of footballs. Yeah. It's a whole bunch of footballs in this. Yeah.
Those are pre-TSA stats.
That's
you
can
never get that fast right now.
His memorabilia is in that bag.
I got the bag.
I got it back. Just got to get to the rental car.
Before he gets arrested.
Another white Bronco. God damn it.
He's got the gun in his pocket. Just like, you got to get the fuck out of here.
I got to get this signed poster.
If he tries to rent a car, are the rental car places going to fuck with him and give him a white Bronco? Or just in life. Don't you think there's good people who just are going to fuck with him?
Oh, yeah.
It would be great if he just bought a white Bronco.
He's going to have personal security. Oh.
His Bronco's for sale right now, right?
Yeah.
It's on,
really?
Yeah, here? Somebody in Venice, I think, is selling it.
Dude, if I'd get for Blue Book, I would for sure buy it.
There's no way that's
no reason. I know, but what if everyone's like, no, I'll stay away from it. Let me dream.
That would be nice.
If you get that Bronco for $4,800, would you buy it?
There goes Taylor on the mini Gandalf. We used to have a big Gandalf, but it broke.
I'd be kind of scared smoking anything longer than that.
Are you like, you know, always having bananas, or just it just appealed to you in the moment just now?
I saw it over there. I could tell already. I hadn't eaten. I was like, I get the munchies.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll bring out a banana.
I thought you brought three bananas with you and have just eaten them throughout the trip. I thought you were a psycho. I'm sorry, man.
Whatever's left of it was attached to it.
Tom Takkar, did you get a chance to dab?
I haven't done it yet. I need to know how to do it.
All right, well, maybe should we switch seats, you and me, Taylor?
Yeah, I'll come over there.
Yeah, that'll work. Okay. I like that. Clean this up. That's a good plan.
I'm already very high.
It's mostly just breathing it in.
Yeah?
Yeah, just like
I it seemed like there was a lot
like
of moves you were doing.
It, but
I'll do
all
that.
Let it do the work for you.
He'll do all of it, yeah. And he'll give you, he'll give you demands, you know.
Oh, okay. Like,
suck it hard.
Yes. Like, hell yeah.
Take it.
Do you ever smoke wax or anything like that?
No. Take all of
nothing
it.
Like that?
No.
Just weed.
Just weed.
You ever done, like, a vape pen?
Yeah.
That vape pen is just, like, the MP3 version of this.
Why is that so smoky?
It's the same
That's
thing.
That's cool.
It's just some residue from earlier. Okay. So you can kill the whole hit.
Cool.
Let's do all this. Wow. Yeah, vape pens are similar. It's just an extraction of the THC. This is just, it's just down to a different consistency.
Okay.
Putting it on the nail.
Is this the butane stuff that people talk about? It has like butane running through it? Is this like other stuff?
It depends. There's a lot of different stuff now. They'll do BHO hash, which is butane, and then there's other stuff where they do like rosin pressing, where they basically just, between two heated pads, squeeze weed, and then the wax just pours out of it. It's just like melting of the terpenes and stuff on the outside of the nugs. And so there's a lot of, like, more,
what's that
like,
called? That sounds like the right way to
that's
go.
That's rosin. And so that's the way to go. That's, like, the higher-end stuff. But there is a whole range of, you know, what's good and what's bad, and everybody has reasons for liking this or that.
There's but some I just opinions say yes out there.
I don't mind a little butane once in a while.
I just say yes to everything.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, make sure we're not going to...
Just pull it. Just have one.
Look at him go.
There you go.
I left it on there at the end. I should have pulled it off like that. You really do. It's good to have a helper.
Holy shit.
I bet you people that do it by themselves, like just home alone, probably like burn themselves a lot or something.
I've never had a problem with that, with burning myself.
Yeah.
But I've gone away from the torch.
I mean, look at that.
Which seems like a little bit...
So that heats up that, then heats up the coil?
Yeah, so there's like
so
a little coil.
So it just stays super hot?
Yeah. And then so when you turn that off, the coil just cools down and put it
you
in
guys,
the bag and take it.
Now that we're on Pluto TV, the show has to be an exact amount of time because they have, you know, they have programming and they need it to end
the
right amount. And they put in their own commercials, but... If you go there to the Jazz Channel, you can see lots of episodes of the show. They play three a day starting at 4:20, I think. And people like watching it that way for some reason. But our show gets cut off. So Taylor Rizzo, Tom Takkar, Ari Shaffir. Oh, we're already cut off?
Oh, shit.